everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. Kicking it off is the fate of the constantly in limbo Mulan. Disney has finally pulled the trigger and slated the live-action remake for a Disney Plus release on September 4th. The film will be $30 to stream and will require a Disney Plus subscription to purchase. If that account is maintained, the film will stay in the purchaser's library until it joins the regular Disney Plus rotation in 3 months. Bill and Ted Face the Music has also done one last bit of moving, but this time in the opposite direction. The film will do its simultaneous theatrical and VOD release now on August 28th. The horror thriller Antebellum has also given up on trying to find a wide theatrical run and will now release widely on VOD on September 18th. In a recent interview, Keanu Reeves confirmed that even before John Wick 4 has started shooting, Lionsgate has already picked up the option for a fifth film in the franchise. Reeves said that the plan is to shoot both sequels back-to-back early in 2021. The MCU has welcomed its newest director in the upcoming Candyman reboot's Nia DaCosta, who has been tapped to direct the sequel Captain Marvel 2, expected to hit cinemas July 8th of 2022. And finally, it was a strange week in reboot news as a slew of new projects were announced. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano confirmed that a Who's the Boss reboot is in the works at Sony Pictures Television. The women of the All-American League are returning with the League of Their Own series getting a green light at Amazon. James Wan has announced that he's currently set to produce a Knight Rider film adaptation. And finally, original star Jennifer Grey has announced that she is producing and starring in a new Dirty Dancing film at Lionsgate. Tragically, this week brought the death of Daisy Coleman at the young age of 23. Coleman was one of the two subjects of the Netflix documentary Audrey and Daisy, which chronicled the horrors of their teenage sexual assaults and the hardships of living with the trauma of surviving these terrible crimes. Coleman was an outspoken victims advocate and a celebrated tattoo artist. It is believed that Coleman took her own life. Let's close it out with a quick run-through of a slew of new trailers. Netflix gave us three brand new looks this week. First up was Ryan Murphy's origin series Ratched, starring Sarah Paulson and dropping September 18th. The astronaut series Away, starring two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank, dropping September 4th. And the horror drama I'm Thinking of Ending Things, set to drop on September 4th. Amazon released the latest trailer for season 2 of The Boys, which is set to premiere on September 4th. HBO Max gave us two new series trailers. First, Raised by Wolves, set to premiere September 3rd. And the limited series The Third Day, set to premiere September 14th. And finally, the movie trailer of the week crown goes to Judas and the Black Messiah, telling the tale of the assassination of Black Panther Party leader Fred Hampton, set to be released in 2021. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows and our articles and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.